God. You don't have to look so bored, you know. You're just sitting there all pouty. I'm sorry. I know. I've really already watched this show like 10,000 times, but I really like this episode. Yeah, it is a really good episode. Yeah, I mean, the scene with Hector on his, like, sick bed, with Gus just, like, standing over him, telling him, like, the most, like, fucked up, ominous story ever. Yeah. And it's a really cool character, Molly. What are you talking about, you fucking doofus? I mean, yeah, it perfectly, like, portrays, like, a super integral part of, like, Gus's character and his motivations and, like his whole, like, plan for the series. Yeah, I mean, like, the story about the Lakuma tree and the Coati that came and, like, ravaged it and took all of Gus's fruit. Yeah, I mean, you heard what Gus did to that Coati. It was, like, this entirely innocent animal that was just going about, you know, its life. And it happened to do something that hurt Gus in a way, and Gus was so, like, he took that personally. And he sucked out revenge in probably the most cruel way possible. Like, he went out of his way to hurt that Coati. He literally waited an entire night just to capture that Coati with his broken leg, and instead of, like, doing something slightly less sociopathic, he decided to keep that Coati alive as a pet while it suffered from its injuries. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he could have easily put it down, released it, anything really, taken it to a vet or something. But he decided to forcefully domesticate it and, like, you know, and basically, like, take over its life, all because it stole some fruit from him. So imagine, like, the kind of slow, drawn-out, painful, like, vengeance that he wants to enact on the Salamancas who took, like, Max from him. Like, Max is, like, was, like, hinted to be his, like, you know, his lover and stuff. And I really think that this is, like, a very, you know, it's not, like, crazy or anything, but I think it's a really fun character moment that really, like, shows you how intent Gus is on revenge and exactly how he wants to go about it. And you're not even listening to me. I don't know why you even bother. Yeah, you're just sitting there scrolling through Twitter. What are you even looking at? Oh my god, you're just looking at porn, babe. Come on. What? I never do that. Oh my god, shut up. I don't. Shut up. Anyways, so, yeah, I do think that's a really good character moment for Gus. And also, I'm kind of biased just because Gus is, like, my favorite character, probably, in Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. Well, it's like, I like Gus, and I really like Mike, and I love Lalo, and I love Nacho. So, I honestly can't really decide, but I love the four of them. Oh my god, they're so good. I love them. Hey, get your stinky hand on me here. You can't just grab it tighter when I tell you to take your hand out. You don't need to keep talking. Babe, this isn't like you giving me hot pants. You're just like gripping my hair. Oh, you look at porn. Stop. Okay, I'll keep talking. I'm sorry. Just don't pull my hair anymore, but I was saying, I really like, Nacho and Lalo a lot, too. Nacho for obvious reasons, because he's just, like, a super likable character. And you just really root for him to make it out okay. And you're just rooting for the moment that his dad actually gets to be proud of him. And you just want them both to be safe and have a good future. I hate playing that out loud. You're poor, you're having I'm sorry, I shouldn't question you, I'm sorry. And I really like Lalo, cause he's not like the other Salamancas, you know?
Sorry,
some point right here. No, she's already. She's gonna get her face fucked, Daddy. No. Yes, Daddy. No, but. What, Daddy? I don't wish I was hurt, Daddy. I don't. I'm sorry. I wish I was getting face fucked like that. Daddy, can you please face fuck me while I look at porn, Daddy? Will you look at porn with me? Please, Daddy. Please. Yes, Daddy, I want you to look at her and her big tits and her pretty face, her nice lips, pink and swollen and red from all the face fucking. Please, Daddy, please. Yes. Yes, Daddy. I want us both to watch her. Please. This is so hot. Daddy, can you finger link while I suck your cock, please? I wanna jerk off with your fingers. Will you jerk off with my mouth? We're both watching porn together. Please. You can easily throw like a flashlight. Can you, Daddy, can you do what he's doing in that video? He was his hand in her hair. She's fucking herself on his cock with her throat. I don't know what it even really is. Can you hold my hair up like that, Daddy? Just fuck me up and down on your cock, please. Just a flashlight that you're using. Well, you look a girl. Getting their faces fucked. You can imagine that. You're fucking her throat. You can treat me like I'm her, Daddy. Like I'm just a porn star. was made to be fucked. You can treat me like her. Wouldn't that be hot, Daddy? I feel like that would be really hot. You're pretending you were using her throat. Well, you were using mine. Is that too weird, Daddy? I don't want to be too weird. That's not Daddy. Just a fuck toy. Like when just an object for you. I think that would be so fucking hot. I think that would be so hot. And my cunt's dripping right now. You're putting your fingers on. You're rubbing me so many panties, Daddy. Stupid on her daddy's cock. You're right, Daddy. This is so much hotter than watching my shows. This is so much better. I love this. I love being a fucking partner with you. Watching porn on thing. You use me like a fuck toy. Thank you for teaching me, Donnie. Thank you for teaching me what I was made for. Look at her, get her ready. Face fuck. Please tell me, please. I'll sort all over your big strong fingers. Like the prey of the bitch I am. Cause it got off. Once you see me like a flashlight, you look at porn. I got off. I'm sorry. You're right. You're always right. I love that. I love being your perverted little bitch. This is so much more fun than pretending to be smart. Pretending to be a fucking nerd. Donnie, you have to school fuck me, Donnie. I have to fuck my throat. Please. No, this is only way I'll come, Donnie. I need to be skull fucked. Why? I need to get skull fucked to go. Cause I'm just a kissing throat slut. Who loves having her hair pulled back? I love having cocked on my throat. I'm sorry. I noticed your cock the whole night, but I didn't want to give in. I wanted to have self-control. Not suck your cock. No, that I was wet the whole night. The whole time you're watching. And I wanted to suck you off the whole time. I wanted to. I was dying for it, but I didn't want to get in. I didn't want to be the dumb bitch that I am. And I know now. I know that you taught me. I'm just a dumb bitch. I love being hardy and stupid. It's okay, I'm done with that, Daddy. Forgiving